So, Nigel, first of all then, Bob Harris, fitness-wise, how's he?
He's struggling for tomorrow. It's not too bad, his groin. We missed him when he went off the other night. Certainly the balance that he gives us at left-back. But we're hoping if he misses tomorrow, he might be right for Tuesday or, if not, Saturday.
Is Jay McEvely in a place now where his shoulder's rested enough that he can play regularly again then, with that in mind?
Yeah, I think so. He looked a little bit rusty when he came on the other night, but he's certainly one option that we've got there. It's nice, that was with the flexibility we've got with some of the players. Brayford can play there, Freeman can play there, Jay can go in there, and I think that's what you need throughout the squad. So, yeah, one or two options for that position.
Terry Kennedy was somebody that we asked you about post-game the other night too, given his injuries. Where's he at?
He's in the same position as a few of them. They've done a little bit of training this week since Tuesday, but it'll be Saturday morning before we make decisions on them, really, and see how they are. He's in contention at the moment, but it all depends on that there's no reaction in the morning.
Who are the other players, then, for whom there's a question mark over, then?
There's most of them after the other night. I think we're in a similar situation as we were a couple of weeks ago when we played the first two in the week. You know, I think we've beaten Port Vale and then we've beaten Scunthorpe, and then you come to the third one and there's a few carrying knocks and showing the effects of those two games. So we've got to make sure that if they are to start, they've got to be spot on. We know how hard it's going to be.
Because part of the reason why I said is, watching from all the way up there, Coots just looked, for want of a better word, knackered after about 60 minutes. Mm. So how's he? Is his fatigue, getting him fit again?
Not much more than he was the other night. You know, we're playing catch-up in terms of 18 months he's missed. You know, missed the pre-season and everything. And he's just catching up with the game time. Flinney was on his knees. That's the problem we're facing going into games sometimes at the moment. Matty Doan's struggling with his groins. He's shattered. Stephen Davis is shattered. Flinney's shattered. Coots, you can only bring three off. Then you lose an injury with Bob Harris, and it means that people have got to stay out there ideally longer than we want them to, and then hence the knock-on effect is they're even more shattered for the Saturday.
Could anybody, and I say this perhaps to the more longer term ones, be available soon then, because it's probably 2 or 3 weeks since we've asked about the Higdons etc. of this world?
Well, Mike Higdon is playing today, and he's going to try and get 90 minutes under his belt. Stephen Scougal plays 75 on Tuesday, so he's in the squad for the Oldham game, which is good, and Michael Higdon's trying to get to that stage. I think he needs close to 90 minutes today, and then he might be available for next week.
In terms of your happiness in the squad, are you more settled now into what you want after the last few performances here?
I think it's settling down a little bit. I think the different sorts of games, every game at the moment is throwing up different sorts of challenges. But if you looked at the two games that we've had, Barnsley away and Doncaster, and two local derbies, to get 6 points under any circumstances is brilliant going. And two totally different games. You'd have thought we're going to be under the cosh at Barnsley, and then you might be a bit more comfortable at home. And it was complete reversal, We were very composed and played well. And all of a sudden, Doncaster come here, nothing to lose, play almost a 4-2-4, throw bodies at us, score two unbelievable goals, and we end up nicking a 3-2. So you just can't tell how they're going to work out. But I think there's elements in our performances at the moment which are pleasing. Certainly when you find ways to win games like the other night, when you're not necessarily the better team. Which is good, and that's a lesson we learned from the Crewe game. Thought we were the better side, and we lost in the last minute. Don't lose those games.
Perhaps an evidence of this side starting perhaps to believe within itself that nailing that playoff spot is coming, if you like. It's almost there.
We hope so, and the next two games will be crucial to that. I don't think we really want to be going into sort of Bradford. We've got Bradford left and Orient away and then Chesterfield at home. Three incredibly difficult last three games. So if we can get some points on the board in the next two, then that would ease our passage.
I know it's hard to predict, and who's to say Rochdale and Chesterfield won't keep winning, but do you think if you do get 6 points from the next two games, you'll be pretty much there? It's going to take something, given the points gaps you're starting to have on seventh place, something pretty extraordinary not to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would think so, because they play each other as well, and the teams who are chasing as well, so they can't all get maximum points, but then get close to it. So I think 4 or 6 points in the next two will look a lot healthier.
I have to say, having seen quite a lot of Sheffield United's recent games, including the two you've just alluded to there, it almost seems as from, say, the Peterborough game, almost a gear has been raised, if you like, across the last two games. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think we're just improving and evolving as a team. And you know, when you think the majority of the team have only, or sometimes six or seven, have only been with us 3 months since the January window. So everybody's settling in. You see Stephen Davies turning in good performances now, adding a couple of goals to it as well. You know, Matty Doan's still got goals, but he's only been here, you know, 3 months. So everybody's still settling in. And we keep saying it's the sort of process we'd like to have gone through in, you know, in July. We couldn't do that. But it's nice now that they are showing signs that everybody's settling down, they know the job's a little bit better, and they're getting used to one another.
So I suppose with that in mind then, and this is the lazy media question about, do you know your best 11 then, all fit and firing and not fatigued at all, who you want to play?
No, because we still haven't seen the combinations that we want to look at, you know. Stephen Schoole's been out pretty much since Jason Holt came into the club. We haven't seen a combination, the right combination of midfield that we want to see. And of course James Wallace is still out as well, so he'd be in the mix of any potential sort of midfield two or three.
He's done ever so well recently, particularly in the goal scoring states, Jason Holt. One or two reports this week, how close are you to tying his longer term future down?
Yeah, well, there's an option there if we want to do that, but everything's on hold until we know what league we're in. You know, first of all we've got to try and get into the playoffs and then we'll see what happens from there, so everything's on hold.
I was going to say, because there's quite a few, isn't there? There's several players for whom there is a contract question mark, if you like, regardless of what their thoughts and your thoughts are on them, that need sorting out.
Yeah, but as a club, then we can't do anything until we know what league we're in. The only one we are doing is Dominic Calvert-Lewin, you know, a young lad who's committed, which is lovely to see. You know, him and Lewis Reed, we hope are going to be big players for us in the future. And it's lovely when you get players coming through the academy that can be part of the first team.
Are there still players who are playing for their futures, is perhaps the big way of describing it, but or do you know right now that when the season's over, whether it's in the playoff final or the end, or whenever it comes to an end, you know who you want to keep?
Certain ones we do, but certain ones will depend on what league we're in and then if the finances and everything like that, so it's difficult to go too far down that line with a few uncertainties around.
So Oldham as a challenge, what do you make of that?
More than capable on the day, another team, you know, who, especially at home, you know, they've had a change of manager. I think things have settled down there now as well. I think they're playing reasonably well, strong midfield area, threat up front, played well here over Christmas. So another team that, if we're not at it, will turn us over. But I think as well, you're faced with these next couple of games, really, with not much to play for with the two teams. I don't think all of them are going up or going down. I think then they can relax, and that makes it extremely dangerous. And whenever we go to town, it makes it a big game anyway for them, so it lifts them even though there's nothing to play for. I think Yeovil already being relegated, new manager comes in, I think we'll have the same problem on Tuesday night.
It does become about application now, almost more than ability. The abilities should be set in stone by now, they should all be where they are. It's about mindset.
It is, the mental side of the game more than anything. You're almost on autopilot, you know, physically, and as tired as you see players are, as you said the other night, it's just, you've just got to get through it and keep going and keep plugging away. You know, you've got five games, but hopefully eight games to go this season. So you've got to get that mindset that no matter what it takes, you're going to get through it.
Regardless of the opposition, and obviously for fans, two local derbies are going to be important anyway, but does that victory over Doncaster almost give you as manager more satisfaction then? Because they just have something in there that says we're going to get over that line.
Yeah, but also we're not naive enough to know that we got away with a couple the other night. You know, they had a great chance in the 91st minute or something. You know, we play better against Crewe. And we lost the game 2-1 without doubt, and there's somebody put in the top corner. I think the last three goals we've conceded here, the winner for Crewe and then the two the other night, you won't see better goals than that all season. So it's nice that there's an element they've got to put them in the top corner to beat us at the moment, which seems to be the case. Unfortunately they're doing that.
Just as a final one, the impact that Davies has made, two goals in his last couple of games, obviously the one the other night was quite spectacular, but his overall performances too really seem to have given the team a big focal point.
Yep, without doubt. I thought Chris O'Grady did it when he came in. And don't forget as well that these are our two main targets last July, and we couldn't, for all our trying, we just couldn't get either one of them in. It was just unfortunate, but you see the difference that it makes when they do come in.